which is what we're talking about. So this person is Nifrad Mikol Chovir V'Omis. Someone who seeks after his own desires, he's going to end up being separated from anybody else, from any other friend and acquaintance. His friends won't want to have too much to do with him. This guy is interested only in himself, getting what he wants. Supposed to be a good friend, you have to not do just what you want. You have to want what's best for everyone else as well. So somebody who's driven only by his own needs and desires is going to end up being alone, separate.
I understand a little bit different.
Go on.
The situation is, we're talking about from Jews. We live in an environment when center of our desire, center of our feeling in control is Kodesh Baruch. As soon as you see a person who is on about himself, it's sort of idol worship. It's nothing to do with that he didn't pay attention to me. It is just whole foreign idea right now.
Right, that's true, but I think the point of this course is what you said so far. We'll read it again. Someone who at Mishnah Mevakish, possibly Tavo, Yevakish Nifrod. Tavo seeks out separation.
Yeah, it is right. People separate.
So that's how he said it. Mishnah Mevakish Aleches Achal Tavo Soyo Rotseino. Somebody who seeks after his own desires and his will. Nifrod Mekom Chovir Vamis. He's going to end up being separated from any acquaintance.
It's
key. Because Yuhakumin Oivareya, all of his friends and when acquaintances will distance themselves from him. Everybody has different desires. So if everybody's going to get doing what they want,
that's the translation.
That's up here, no, over here. Up here, further.
So it starts there, Pasuk here.
Yeah, no, this one from here is where it starts. Pasuk here. So that's it, yeah. So it reminds me of the Mishnah says in Ovis that about Tomili Avraham Avinu and Machlekes Hashem Shemayim, Machlekes Shelo Lashem Shemayim, right? Machlekes Hashem Shemayim is Machlekes Shemayim. You know, Machlekes Shelo Lashem Shemayim is Koyach Vadosei, right? So everybody asks, "Only Koyach Vadosei?" Should say Koyach. Adosai on one side, and Moshe Rabbeinu on the other. Okay, true, Moshe was the Shem Shemayim.
Yeah.
I mean, Kriyach Adosai. But so they say, one of the
different things.
Right. Once you go into Shem Shemayim, then you're not all just one group. Everybody is going for themselves. Even Kriyach and Adosai, all the people, they were all separate points of view. Kriyach wanted what's best for him, and Adosai wanted what's best for him. That's what happened. People go after their own tithes, everybody has their own.
I was in the wrong place. Okay.
Right, so everybody has their own agenda, and so we're going to end up, I don't know, that's Shatan is possible, but Tavo Yevakesh Nifrod. Somebody who seeks out desires, that's you have to put the comma here, the Tavo Yevakesh, a person who seeks out his own time, his own desires, Nifrod, is going to end up being totally separate and alone. Right, again, another manifestation of this idea of how going after your time affects you in various negative ways, yeah, as we saw last time. You can see, try and seek out happiness will end up having the opposite effect, yeah? Right, having your aim as a pursuit of happiness it's not going to work out very well, and that's of course it's the happiness, which
it is.
Right.
You even should not pursue Ruchni's happiness. This also should not pursue. Do what needs to be done, you will find yourself happy.
You have to be the same kind.
Yes, yeah. And again, Simcha, you never tell, I will do it by Simcha. Simcha, again, it's reward. Do right, you find all of a sudden you see.
Yes. I don't think so. You have to have the intention to do this next for the Simcha. You want to do what Hashem wants, and therefore you feel so pleased.
Yes.
Because Hashem is your human coach to
you. You cannot force yourself love. You cannot force your being Simcha. Forget about it.
You can't force yourself.
It is out of your control, 100%. Or you will fail. Fail, nobody interested.
Okay.
All of a sudden, you find yourself in
the same
thing.
Yeah, alright. That's not very interesting.
I don't agree with that. So. No, try to be happy. Artificially, we'll see where you will be.
Yeah. Yeah, next. So as well as you're agreeing, yeah, you have to support yourself to be happy.
You have to, and it comes to Purim, and to all the opposite, you have to force yourself to be sad. You have to actually get the mindset
that it will happen by itself. If you write preparing, if you see Torah, you will be happy.
You have to prepare yourself in the right way to bring yourself to
but not to prepare to be happy.
I don't agree with
you. You cannot prepare yourself to be happy.
Okay.
It is the whole idea of Hasidim, and 30% of them have psychiatrists. Because it's very difficult for person. I have to be happy and I don't feel happy. What to do right now?
Okay. Alright.
Difficult now.
Yeah, it's not easy, but
what
okay.
is that?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So, right, this is what, so, in other words, everyone's seeking their own taivas and desires. Yeah, that's going to mean separation. Not like some people think, would say, you know, achdus means letting everybody, you know, live and let live. Live and let live doesn't mean so that's not real achdus. It means that's everyone doing their own thing. Okay, not care everybody just doing what they want and not caring about anybody else. That's not
chaos.
That's chaos, yeah. Even if they run, that's not real actors. Actors is when everyone is.
But even if they're doing one thing, if it's the wrong thing, it's still not actors.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not a matter of doing one thing.
Okay.
It's a matter of doing the right thing.
Okay.
Together.
So, carries on, right. Okay, in the meaning, but there. That's okay. Whereas, if you would go on the path of. It says here, but there has scale. I'm not sure. I might have read it, the Derech HaSeichel. I've had it a few times. It refers to the opposite of the Taivas HaSeichel. Okay, however you read it, if you go on the path of the Seichel, right, not being driven by, not being guided by your desires, but by the Seichel, then the opposite will be true. As you travel by Achaveirim, you have Avrabim, you have many
friends. I understand what people say that. Because if you will, if your desire not overwhelm you, your Seichel will see what's right. Because
yeah.
I'm sorry, teaching.
And also, as far as people will be, you know, you're only going to rely on or do the right thing for them, you're not going to.
You have pleasure 20 seconds and then you destroy all your life. You know, what? What?
Right.
You need to be a genius to figure out it.
Yeah. Oh, that's the false chemistry. Okay. like the Mishra'im says, some things which now we know, that we need to be reminded of sometimes. Okay. Let's just. Carry on. V'amu b'musar, it is said that Misha who writes this midays, or someone who is careful about his midays, Rabu akayv simolav. Okay, the same thing. Yep. Many people want to come and jump onto join with him. Okay, that's this pasuk. V'tavo l'tavo yivakish nifas. Sorry, l'tavo yivakish is reading at the moment.
Uh-huh.
Someone who seeks taivas, the result will be nifrad, will be separate. Now he's going to say the same pasuk, explaining again slightly differently. It comes out as a slightly different
pasuk. This pasuk which was when they
right. So the same pasuk again. So he's going to say the same pasuk again. He could read it slightly differently. Similar idea on along the same lines, but it comes out brings out a different point. This very same idea we can explain. The tavo yavakesh nifrod, read the pasuk differently. We have to put a comma in place. Ish nifrod, we call ach v'chovir. The tavo of Mavakesh. Okay, you're not putting the comment on the same thing. The tavo of Mavakesh, if we're not that cause and result. Somebody who seeks tavo, the results will be nifrad. It's looking at it the other way around. Somebody, it's the other way around. Somebody who is separate from other people, somebody who's a loner, alone, the tavo of Mavakesh. It must be, why is he alone? Why does this person all alone, no friends? Why do people not like him? Because the tavo of Mavakesh. It's not a result, it's saying the reason why. The reason why you're alone is because you seek out your taivas. It
depends who was around.
So, what's the difference? Yeah, what's the difference between these two? So, I think the difference is, I think the way they explain in Mefarshim, in the first one is saying, if you seek your taivas, you'll end up separate. Okay? Could be other people. Not everybody who is alone is necessarily because he's been seeking out his own taivas. Right. If you seek out your taivas, you'll end up separate. There could be. The way he's reading it now, he seems to be saying the other hand. No, not the other hand. He's saying if you're separate, it must be somebody who's alone, no friends, people don't like him. It must be it's because he's seeking out his taivas.
It totally depends who people are around.
Yeah, okay, it could be true.
Up to a certain level of degree, then right. It would be indication. But very often, a really righteous person, very well hated by a lot of people.
Okay, yeah.
It depends.
It's a situation where there's nobody around who's. So that's all he's just.
This is probably what he meant.
Yeah, because since he trained, he was listening to the right at this point. Again, the same thing. It's because he's looking to go after his own personas and desires.
And in our time, it's practically very possible that it is not indicated. Because if I will put you in another shul,
right, you're saying if you're surrounded with only people,
they will despise you.
Yeah. Okay.
So
right.
And nothing to do talk about you.
Yeah. So as you're right, we're talking about personal.
We're talking about the
normal
environment.
Normal healthy environment. So again, as we said, the same thing, that people naturally seem to be drawn to people they can trust and rely on, who know they'll do the right thing, and someone who's selfish and egotistical, then people aren't going to want to laugh. People are naturally repulsed by that. Okay, let's just finish off this pasuk. Now that's the first half of this pasuk. The pasuk carries on. This is the pasuk is on Bechol Toshia. Toshio Yisgalo. So what does that mean? This guy is going after Tavis. B'chol Toshio. So he's saying here the word Toshio refers to the Torah. So he's saying the whole, he will just end up being disgusted by or how do they translate the word Yisgalo in the end here? B'chol Toshio Yisgalo. Reveal himself. I think he means he's going to be exposed. Okay. Be exposed, are you saying? The whole Torah, every command in the Torah, he will be exposed. Why? This is a second point coming out in this pasuk. This is similar to all the pasukim we've had before. He's going to end up being over other virus, his timers will overcome him, and he'll. And among all the mitzvahs again, b'chol tishya yiskala. This person who goes after his taiva, not only will he do this particular chet. Ach b'chol zoyis shabateya yiskala. Anything, the whole, everything in the taiva, again, okay, it's called exposed. Ki avil kulana. He's saying the word yiskala comes in this pasuk, b'chol evil yiskala. Okay, that's fine, that's routine. That's this one, run through all of this. The first idea of breaking tithes is, of course, a very simple idea. If you don't break a tithes, it's going to lead you to end up to all sorts of other problems. So it's a good idea, especially for Baal Shuvah, to give himself a getter, to distance himself from his tithes. That will make sure he won't come to you.
Why, especially for Baal Shuvah?
What he said in the beginning was, sorry, he's seen that his tithes, he's already been fallen once. His words were in the beginning here. So he should make himself a getter. To make sure to distance himself
he already was in trouble once.
Yeah, he was in trouble once, so make sure and try and know you've gone in trouble once, so keep away, keep your distance. Once bitten, twice shy. Right. Okay, I've got a couple of minutes. Let's do the next one. It's a very short one, 32. Lamed Beis. Yeah, so Oid Timsalaytu Eretz B'Shovu Hatay Lagashmi. So still with the same echo of breaking these physical desires. So besides for all of this, there's another TLS, another gain he has from that. Ki Im Tishalenu Tavosu Yidvar B'Liyal Aviyah. If all of a sudden you find some situation where your desire is always trying to force you to do something, or to persuade you to do something, so it'll be much easier for you to overcome it. Why? Yadavir aliboy, and you'll say to yourself, "Hein beheter le'amalitvosi." I'm not a guy who just goes and does whatever time I want. Even with something which is mutter, which is permitted, still I manage to control myself. Now I'm going to go. You want me to do something which is forbidden? Obviously, I'm not going to do that. That's ridiculous. You didn't think I am? Right? Obvious, again, something which we know obvious. Theoretically, it should be, we should have this. In a discussion with ourselves, we have to talk. Yeah, we have to talk to. We have to understand this yitzhar is something which is external, really, to a certain extent. And we have the yitzhar. Let's call the mechametz say yitzhar. And it's a good psychological tool. This to be able to overcome yitzhar is by knowing that you're. That's not something which is negative.
But I discover about myself all those things when I have a conversation like that with myself. It's not enough for me to sing this conversation. I need to say it.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, the more you say
that,
I'm
alone. You hear about, right?
There's another principle which is you want to change something,
right?
You have to actually already prepare and actualize it beforehand. So, in other words,
I'm
here in a point of temptation and I tend to do the wrong thing. Therefore, my temptation, I think it might not. Now, what am I going to do next? Like you said, you talk about yourself, you say, now, as soon as I feel I want to, I'm not going to do that, I'm going to walk in this direction, I'm going to pick up a hat,
I'm going to do.
And you prepare, and you trigger
absolutely
already, so that when it comes, it's too late. Once it's come, you're gone.
No, it's too late. It's too late. But I said, when I go through this, what you said, okay, I need to run out. I test myself. When I think it's like
stronger,
that,
stronger when, you're
when you start to talk about it, somehow make absolutely different effect.
The only problem is if you start to argue with yourself.
No, I argue very, very heavily with myself. Because I try to convince my taiva that it's not the right thing to do. Because my taiva, unbelievable smart. It's so high intellect taiva, you could not imagine. And I need to shut it down every time, you know. Sometimes I come to situation when I use very not polite language. I just simply say shut up. And somehow after that, it's also sometimes it's here.
Yeah, it's definitely much stronger when you can.
What?
Yeah, I'm saying it's definitely much stronger when you can say that.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Sure,
right now let's go to Kosovo. Okay,
thank you, Kosovo. Hello, good morning. Good
morning.
May I acquaint you with the problem that happened to me this morning?
John?
Yeah. I was on my way to show, and I was about walking up the show, the roundabout was on the show, so I was driving up.